For some, this is what they've been working to for almost 50 years. As the Supreme Court decides access to an abortion is no longer a constitutional right, now the states can decide, and 26 states are likely to ban abortions in the coming weeks and months.
Once those words were read, that the decision of Roe v. Wade was reversed, I had kind of this mix of relief and excitement. It's really hard to describe, but a bunch of us just started bursting into tears.
Outside the Supreme Court, pro-abortion rights activists cried and raged at a court many of them consider illegitimate, confronted the anti-abortion rights activists,
your body, your choice.
While both acknowledged they had no hope of changing minds.
It's hurtful. There are women who are dying. There are people who are going to go to jail for things they can't control in their own bodies because people who make the laws don't understand the science.
I will not stop being pro-life because science is on our side.
President Joe Biden was quick to condemn the decision.
It's a sad day for the court and for the country. Now, with Roe gone, let's be very clear. The health and life of women in this nation are now at risk.
This decision basically said that the Roe v. Wade decision was simply wrong. It is highly unusual for a Supreme Court to overrule precedent, especially one of this importance. So this court is unlikely to change its mind. Now the focus turns to Congress to try and get a law that guarantees abortion access.
Power concedes nothing without a demand, never has, never will. Do I think it's realistic that they will restore abortion rights if we sit home? Hell no. Do I think if we come out and raise bloody hell, if we flood these streets and don't go home, absolutely we can compel them to restore legal abortion on demand across this country, and nothing less than that is acceptable.
Polls show the majority of Americans didn't want this decision to happen. How much they care will determine if this is a permanent new reality in America. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera at the Supreme Court.